Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Sofitrol Pulsatile Results for Q1 2012 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Tuesday the 15th of May, 2012. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Dominik Lubiski, the CEO of the Pulsatile Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to Q1 results of 2012. I'm very pleased to present the results which we achieved in the given quarter. Before I get to the details of our operational and financial achievements, please let me brief you through the important events in this period. We acquired 100% shares of the companies running Ipla, the leader of online video market, which will help us expand our operation, which is obviously connected to the distribution of the video content to this new field. The company which we acquired in the first days of March, already in April, launched the new service called Muzo.pl. This is a service which the closest comparison could be to Spotify, the service which allows you to listen online music based on the subscription fees, the business model which we like the best. We are in the final stage of the preparation to launch TV Mobile in Poland based on DVB-T technology connected with the DTT launch, which is scheduled for 2013 in Poland. To remind for those who are not familiar with that project, we acquired one of the multiplexes and will be offering pay TV services both for TV sets at home and in the as a TV everywhere in DTT technology. Novelties in our offer, we developed the widget for our set-top boxes, which will allow our customers to watch Ipla when they connect the set-top box to internet. We introduced to the market new offers both for LTE and HSPA+, the offers without modem, so of course, simultaneously without subsidy to the device, because we found out there is a demand for such a service in the market. In terms of Telewizja Polsat, we are very pleased with the reception of spring scheduling, which corresponded to very good results, which I will refer in a second. Also, we are very pleased with the market shares in advertising market. Our advertising agency, Polsat Media, wins the prize, which is important in our country. Going to the summary of our operational results. Number of our DTH subscribers amounted to 3.55 million. Number of MVNO users increased to 144,000, and number of internet users is 90,000. Family package ARPU grew to 46 zloty, and ARPU of mini package to 13.6. We managed to decrease the churn rate. Blended churn is at the level of 9%. Audience share of 15 Polsat channels reached 21.1%, and advertising market share increased by 12% to almost 24%. Increasing the subscriber base in last year was 84,000 net additions. To remind you, in order to achieve such a growth, we have to be the leader in the gross additions because our 3.5 million subscriber base is 1 million ahead of the combined competition. So we have to be very effective in the gross acquisition in order to show the net additions in our subscriber base. Today, the split of our subscriber base is 81%, which corresponds to almost 2.8 million in the family package and the premium tiers, and 750,000, which is 21% of our subscriber base in access tier, which is called mini package. Such a results were possible not only because of the effective sales, but also because of high customer loyalty, which determines the low churn. Our churn went down to 9%. Very often in my reports and meetings with the investors, I underline that I believe that natural churn for our company in the single play is around 10.5. But thanks to effective subscribers retention programs and high customer satisfaction, we managed to decrease the churn in the premium segment to 9.5%, and with a very stable churn in the access tier at the level of 7.5, we have the blended 9%. Our ARPU is increasing according to our business plans. 5% annually is a sustainable growth for last couple of years, and to remind you, it was always achieved without price increase, and we continue with this trend. 45.9 zloty in the premium segment and 13.6 in the access tier. The growth is mainly driven by higher eagerness of our customers to pay for the higher tiers, so it means upgrading there to the from the family package to the higher tiers, and also because of the very good mix of new coming customers. With the increasing penetration of the market, the higher and higher part of new additions are the customers from our competitors. Our competitors' platforms have higher ARPU than ours, around 60 zloty, so naturally we are getting customers ready to pay more than the ones who we got on board in the last 10 years. Mini segment also is increasing thanks to introduction of new packages, Mini HD priced at the level of 15 zloty and Pakiet Rodzinny 25 zloty. So this gives us the room to grow in this segment. Going to our broadcasting leg, TV Polsat again increased its audience share to 21.1%. This is the level which we announced during the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat that it's our goal to achieve. So I'm very happy to say that after three quarters, we managed to achieve this goal. It's thanks to both very good performance of our main channel, the leader in the segment, 16.7% in according to Nielsen measurement in the group 16:49 all day. It's also very strongly supported by the good performance of our thematic channels, 4.4% audience share. That's combined 21.1. This very good audience share results corresponded to very good growth in the TV advertising market. Despite the fact that the market declined by almost 2%, our advertising and sponsoring revenues increased by 10% and achieved the level of almost 24%, 205 million zloty in the Q1. Now I'd like to give the floor to Tomek Szeląg, our CFO. Tomek?
Thank you, Dominik. The same as in the previous quarters, the financial reporting we do is divided into two operating segments, namely retail business segment and TV broadcasting and production one. In terms of newly acquired entities comprising Ipla, we have not decided yet to which operating segment these entities will be allocated to. However, we are considering two options. The first one is allocation to TV broadcasting and production segment because 90% of Ipla's revenues are generated from advertising. And the second option is proportionally to both segments based on the ratio and the structure of the revenues. We will inform you on the occasion of the second quarter results, because it will be the first quarter we will consolidate Ipla results to the Polsat Group. Slide number 13. As a Polsat Group, we had very good financial results. Our revenues were at the level of 675 million, and this increase in revenues was connected with consolidation with Telewizja Polsat, and as a result of the increase of ARPU and growth of the subscriber base of the old former Cyfrowy Polsat. Our EBITDA was at the level 257 million and EBITDA margin close to 40%. And EBITDA margin was generated due to a few factors, to the cost control, and as you can see, cost increase at a slower rate than revenues, as well as to the consolidation with Telewizja Polsat, and last but not least, realized synergies. And after almost four quarters since the consolidation of Telewizja Polsat, this synergies exceeded 1.5 percentage point of the additional EBITDA margin. Net profit of 205 million increased as a result of the foreign exchange gains recognized on the valuation of bonds of 87 million. Slide number 14. In the first quarter of 2012, all Cyfrowy Polsat recognized the highest in the history retail subscription revenue, resulting, as I said, from the high ARPU and growth in subscribers base. These revenues were 440 million and exceeded and went up by 7%. The costs without depreciation amortization were at the level of 275 million, and you can see that we have costs under control. On the annual basis, our cost even decreased, and when you take into consideration the fact that we had the negative impact of foreign exchange fluctuations, this result sounds even better. Our EBITDA was 165 million and EBITDA margin close to 38%. In terms of net profit, 429 million. This is connected with the actually two factors, two main factors. First one is the dividend received from Telewizja Polsat, close to 300 million. And I mentioned it before, foreign exchange gain, revaluation of bonds of 87 million. Slide number 15. Telewizja Polsat also recognized higher revenues, mainly as a result to the higher advertising and sponsorship. In the first quarter, the company also recognized higher revenue from cable and satellite operator fees. These revenues were 263 million and increased by 11%. In terms of cost, 171 million and the increase is only 2%. This increase in cost is connected mainly as a result of parallel digital and analog broadcasting, but as you can see, the cost increased five times slower in comparison to the revenues, which we proved also that we control our costs. EBITDA was 92 million and EBITDA margin 35%. And in terms of Telewizja Polsat, EBITDA margin was the highest in the history when we produced our financial statements in international accounting standards. Slide number 16, revenue structure. Our revenues increased by 64%, mainly as a result of Telewizja Polsat consolidation, but excluding the consolidation effect, our revenues increased by 7%, mainly due to the retail subscription revenue increase. On the right-hand side, graph, you can see the stability of our business model. There's a dominated role of geographically diversified revenues from retail subscription, which accounted for 64% in the analyzed period. And what is important? Retail subscription revenues continue to grow, what you can see on the left-hand side graph, due to the increase in RPA and subscribers base. They increased by 11% on the quarterly basis. We had also two new revenue categories, namely advertising and sponsorship revenue and revenue from cable and satellite operator fees, which were accordingly 202 and 23 million. Slide number 17, cost structure. First of all, it was a negative foreign exchange impact of 5 million. Some of the costs increased due to TV Polsat consolidation, but excluding TV Polsat consolidation, our costs in the first quarter of 2012 increased by 1%, and excluding amortization, as I said, even decreased by 4%, and this trend contributed to a very big increase of profitability. On the right-hand side graph, you can see that we have a very diversified cost structure. Only one cost item exceeded 20%. There were programming costs, which actually remain at the same level, what you can see on the left-hand side graph. And if you take into consideration the fact that we had a negative foreign exchange effect of 4 million in this cost category, programming cost even decreased on a yearly basis. We had also new cost categories connected with Telewizja Polsat, cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights were 79 million and amortization of purchase fee and licenses 28 million. Another cost category that remained very stable were distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs. And it was done even except the fact that our business grew, we still managed to remain these costs on the same level on the yearly basis. Last but not least, I would like also to comment the bad debt. In accordance with my announcement, what I said since the last three quarters, that in 2012, we will see the positive effect of our activities in respect to vindication and as a result, lower bad debt allowance. We definitely met this objective. Bad debt decreased by 12 million quarter to quarter, and the second quarter also sounds positive. And what I would like to underline, and I did it also last quarter, you should analyze this cost category on a yearly basis, not on the quarterly basis. We've got cyclicality, and in order to have the full deduction, you need to do it on a yearly basis. And I personally, for the purpose of financial modeling, I assume that the bad debt to subscription revenue is in the range of 3 to 4%. Slide number 18. Similar to previous quarters, we present which segments and at what amount contributed to our results. You can see that the most important role has Telewizja Polsat, but it is connected with the fact that we do not compare apples with apples. I think that this slide will have even greater meaning when we when we'll have the full quarter of consolidation with Telewizja Polsat, and it will happen in the third quarter of 2012. Slide number 19, cash flow. We started the year with 278 million. Cash flow from operating activities were 225 million, and this is the significant increase of cash flow. When you compare it to the first quarter of 2011, it was -5 at this time. Repayment of loans and borrowings in terms of principal were 27 million. Payment of interest, 26 million. And please take into consideration the fact that we pay coupon from the bonds on a half-yearly basis, 20th of May and 20th of November. That's why in the first quarter of 2012, we had only a payment of interest of SFA. CapEx was 21 million, and CapEx versus revenues 3.1%, which again proved low capital intensity of our business model. We finished the quarter with cash on hand of 423 million, and the change in the cash level was 145 million. We proved again that we have a big ability to generate cash from our operations. If you would like, or if you are doing financial modeling for the second quarter of this year, you need also to take into consideration the fact that we paid for IPLA in the second quarter of 150 million. So please include it in your financial modeling of cash flows for the second quarter of this year. Slide number 20. After absence of this slide in the last quarter, resulting from the extensive presentation we had, which also included our strategy, I analyze profit and loss items below the EBITDA margin. EBITDA was 257. Then we had depreciation, amortization, and impairment of 54 million. Foreign exchange differences, 96 million. Majority of this amount is connected with revaluation of bonds, accounting this time gains. Last time it was losses. Then we had net interest cost of 52 million. And gross profit 246, taxes of 41 million. If you compare this amount with the taxes paid from the cash flows, you can see that there's a big difference. Taxes paid were 12.5 million versus 41 accounted. This is connected with the fact that in Cyfrowy Polsat we utilize tax losses from the previous year connected with the transaction with Telewizja Polsat, and we will do the same in coming quarters. We can utilize 50% due to the regulations, 50% of the losses from last year this year, and additional 50% next year, 2013. And last but not least, in my part, slide number 21, financial indebtedness. You can see that our total indebtedness was 2,645,000,000, cash and cash equivalents 423 million, and the net debt was a very nice number, 2,222,000,000 for twos. Then we had comparable 12-month EBITDA. You can see this very attractive and big number, 887 million. When you compare it to even to the last quarter, it was 822 million. So we added during the last 3 months 65 million. And just to remind you, when we announced the transaction with Telewizja Polsat, it was 717 million. As a result, our net debt to EBITDA was 2.51 times. In our covenant, we had the level of 4.1, which gave us buffer of 39%. If you do the analysis and assume that payment for IPLA happened in the first quarter of 2012, then the net debt to EBITDA would be at the level of 2.67 times. which also is a very attractive level. Other covenants have even bigger buffer in comparison to net debt to EBITDA, so as a result, everything is going in right direction. In terms of our currency structure of debt, 55 euro, 45 zloty. You need also remember that with the repayment of the principal of the loan in Polish zlotys, the debt denominated in euro will have an even greater impact on the currency structure of debt. That's all from my part, Dominik.
Thank you, Tomek. And to conclude, our key projects for 2012 on which our company will focus in next quarters. First of all, we would like to launch our mobile TV based on DTT technology. We plan it to in Q2 of 2012. The company is ready. We are only waiting for the formal approvals by the regulators to come up to the market. We are also going to intensify cross-selling between Polsat Group and Polkomtel. It requires some time to educate the sales network and educate our customers that our products are available in these two sales networks. Based on new acquisition and the products of IPLA and the newly launched Muzo, we are preparing the new products, cross-selling, especially with the internet. Being a content company, we believe that enriching the internet with the content component, both video and music, will have a positive contribution to the sales figures. Further expansion of HSPA Plus and LTE network, we have the signals from Mobilan, the company from which we are acquiring the gigabytes, the capacity that they have implemented the project with Polkomtel to develop the network, and I hope that we'll see some results of that in the second half of 2012. We are also planning to enhance our offer by new thematic channels, some of them also already in this quarter. In Polsat, already announced project of reorganization of our sports channels, already June 1st, which will have the positive contribution to the audience share measurements, and in as a result of it, monetization of our advertising capacity. And we are planning to introduce new formats to the autumn scheduling, but maybe important to underline, without increasing cost structure, maybe very minor insignificance to the to our P&L. And now we are ready to take questions. Operator, please.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Naveed Mukhtar of Promerica. Please ask your question.
Hi guys, thanks for the presentation. Just looking into Q2, you've had 1.5 months off the quarter trading already. Can you provide us an update on how the TV advertising market has performed so far in Q2, and how whether you've been able to maintain the price increases that you were successful in achieving in Q1?
Q2, I believe that the TV market dropped also in the Q2. This is kind of an effect of Euro 2012 in Poland, which will be held in June. We believe that most of the advertisers actually decided that the emotions of the clients will be somewhere else
in the products which are not connected with football. It's a waste of money. So they are shifting their budgets to the Q3 and Q4. There is a forecast of Zenit Optimedia forecasting the growth of the TV advertising market in Poland in the whole 2012, just a little bit above the 1%. We are, based on our view of the market, we believe that this is achievable, so it means that the growth will come in the Q3 and Q4, where we have the football madness behind us and the normal course of running business will be back on track. We are growing faster than the market on the yearly basis because of few factors. First, we had a successful scheduling on the main antenna. We significantly increased the distribution in Q4 of 2010 and Q2 of 2011. So there is an effect of the base in the growth. So looking forward, we are planning to that our goal, which we set up for ourselves, 21% of the audience share, was achieved, and we are planning to at least defend this level in terms of the growth of the advertising market and our growth. We are planning to grow at least with the market.
Okay, but in your report, I think you mentioned that you're able to increase prices as well during Q1. Maybe you can talk a bit, give a bit more detail on that.
Yes, I will give the floor to Maciej Stec, the member of the board of Polsat Television.
We increased the prices in first quarter because we had great results last year and we changed the profile viewer. So the profile of the viewer is very important factor for our clients, and we changed a little bit structure of our clients. So we have more, I can say, smaller clients and a little bit less big advertisers, which are not very active. And from the negotiation point of view, we started in the end of last year just to invest in this smaller client segment, and it is successful now.
Thank you, Maciek.
Okay.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Oliver Harker-Smith of Babson Capital. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks for the presentation. I just had two quick questions, I guess, just around your sort of planned enhancement of the new thematic channels on the Safari Polsat. Can you maybe talk around sort of if that's going to increase costs? I guess we saw it in TVN, they sort of invested in Q1 in programming and stuff and saw costs go up there. Maybe sort of comment on that. And then if you could perhaps just give some more color around kind of the sort of cross-selling and integration between yourselves and Polkatel moving forward.
Yes, so the first question, there will be no costs related to the expansion. These are the new channels which are coming from the same broadcasters who have already distribution on our platform, and the new channels will be added in the existing contract, so we are getting more for the same fees. In terms of the cross-selling cost with Polkomtel, also, we decided to take the low-cost investment profile in this project, and all the costs of implementing, of cross-selling, are coming from the budget which we prepared in 2011. So we are actually shifting the certain costs in the existing marketing budget in order to sell the Polkomtel product, so there will be no extra significant cost aligned with this activity.
And just that maybe if you comment sort of how that's progressing in terms of kind of rolling out the, you know, kind of the cross-selling and sort of
You are talking about the operational results?
Yeah, yeah. So operationally, I guess, kind of how you guys have sort of...
On our side, Cyfrowy Polsat is going to sell the Polkomtel telecommunication product, one product, which is voice. And we decided that it's more important for our clients to have the voice product of Polkomtel, which will have the aligned with our TV product and the benefits which they will on top of what they're having today. So it's not consummating our ARPU, which they will have, will link them with us even stronger, so we can stabilize our churn, because 9%, which we presented to you today, is in majority achieved on a single play, because our telecommunication products are both at the level of 100,000 in comparison to 3.5 million subscriber base. It's not that significant, and we all expect that with the growing number of triple play, multiple play, maybe I should say, because it can be double play as well, we will observe the higher customer satisfaction and loyalty, and thanks to this we'll be able to maintain churn at the good level. This is these are our goals. Our sales network is already trained to sell the telecommunication product, so the introduction of the Polkomtel services is pretty smooth, and the sales can be achieved from the day one. We just started it 2 weeks ago, so it's a very 2-3 weeks ago, so it's a very fresh thing. On Polkomtel side, there is more to be done, because they never sold TV. They have to educate themselves. They have to educate their salespeople how to do that. So I think we'll give them a little bit more time. But having access to 70% of their subscriber base who currently use other TV operator, because I think that our participation in their subscriber base about 33%, is something which we are going to exploit in the future. I would not expect significant results in next two quarters. Next year probably will be the first when we can observe the good impact. However, there is one product which I'm very optimistic about. It's TV Mobilna, which is not only based on the mobile idea, but more on DTT. We are facing a switch of analog television, which is scheduled for July 2013, so 4 million Polish households is going to look for a device which will enable them to watch TV after this revolution, and we having the one of the multiplexes and offering the set-top boxes in the model we know from DTH, so with a subsidy to the box and in return for the subscription, I think we'll address a very interesting niche, and this product is also available through Polkomtel and through all the other telecommunication operators if they choose to use our wholesale offer.
Super, thanks guys, appreciate that.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Pierre Nervy of Spread Research. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, thanks for taking my question. So there has been a substantial improvement of the EBITDA margin in Q1, so I was wondering how sustainable was the margin improvement, and if you have any margin target for the full year?
Okay, so in terms of margin guidance, as usual, we do not publish our forecast. However, just to give you some guidance, when we assume ceteris paribus in terms of foreign exchange fluctuations and And then I believe that we should be somewhere in the region between margin we reported for the whole 2011 and margin for the first quarter of this year. However, please take into consideration the new project we are going to start, Telewizja Mobilna. We don't know how big scale this year will be, the project will be. As a result, we do know costs of subsidies and set-top boxes that will go in the shorter term and have positive effects in the future, I mean next year. So assuming environment unchanged, I believe that we will be in this region I mentioned.
There is one cost which is a fixed cost in this project, which Tomek just mentioned, TV Mobilna, which is running the network, DTT network, and we assume that this cost, together with the marketing for TV Mobilna, will be up to 20 million zloty per year. We didn't have this cost till now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you.
Thank you once again. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Piotr Gerber from SNL Kigam. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. You have mentioned the new source of revenue this quarter. It's the revenue from cable and satellite operator fees. Could you please give a bit more details on that?
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is, sorry, is, you know, your growth, it comes in every quarter. However, it's getting slower and slower. And how many more subscribers you are planning to gain from the Polish market, which is quite saturated? Thank you.
Okay. In terms of first question, I was talking about revenues connected with consolidation with Telewizja Polsat. As you remember, we started consolidation of TV Polsat results 20th of April last year, which means that we didn't have Telewizja Polsat in the first quarter of 2011. That's why, from this perspective, advertising revenues realized by Telewizja Polsat and revenues from satellite and cable operators were the new revenue categories for Polsat Group. And in terms of the nature of these revenues, Telewizja Polsat is selling the channels to different cable and satellite operators and receives fees from them.
Okay.
And the second question, Dominik?
Yes. Please remember that Cyfrowy Polsat has 3.5 million subscribers, 1 million more than combined competition. All the other platforms in Poland have 2.5 million subscribers. So, you know, for us, in order to grow net additions, we have to be more effective in the gross sales and more effective in customer building customer loyalty. So it means in churn. Till now, we were able to achieve these results better than our competitors, and we hope to have the same effect in the future. However, there is a certain level of the penetration of pay TV in Poland. It is very difficult to determine to where are we exactly today because there is no really good research. But adding up 3.5 and 2.5, we have 6 million customers plus 4.5 in cable. Having in mind that there is at least 500,000 overlap, we are somewhere at the level of 10 million, and in the 14 million household country. How far we can grow? I believe that there will be still some growth till the moment there will be a switch off of the analog television because this moment, which is scheduled for July 2013, will activate all the other households who are already still now with the analog TV. They will have to take some actions and decide whether they would like to go for DTT, DTH, or cable. And in these three choices, which will be given by Polish market, we are betting on two, DTH and DTT, because I told you that our TV Mobilna project is actually a DTT platform, which has the component of the mobility as a part of the attractiveness of this product. So we are very well prepared to still compete in the Polish market for the new subscribers. I would not dare today to give you the precise guidance, because this will be a kind of a new market, and we'll all be looking very carefully how we can benefit from it. But there is no track record of these people till now. What I know for sure is this will be the customers for coming rather to the low segment than to the premium segment. That's why our DTT offer will be priced in the same level as our entry package, so it is between 15 and 20 zloty.
Thank you very much.
Once again, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much for participation in this call, and I hope to hear you again, I believe, August 31st. That's when we are going to publish our Q2 results. Have a good day.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.